It's HBR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Tonight in Honolulu, actor, comedian Kevin Farley is at the Blue Note for a 6:30 show. Then he's headed to the EL Theater on Maui Friday and Saturday, 7:30 shows. He's part of the Netflix series F is for Family. He has got some comedian and acting talents that could be genetic. His older brother is the late Chris Farley. Younger brother is John Farley. So a trio of talented actors and comedians growing up together in Madison, Wisconsin. He was part of the famous Chicago comedy troupe Second City. You may have seen him in films like Black Sheep, Waterboy, Joe Dirt, and American Carol on the MTV sitcom Together. Shows like Hawaii Five-O or Curb Your Enthusiasm, or even music videos by Nickelback or the Rascal Flatts. And he's our guest now. Hey, Kevin. Aloha, brother. Thank you so much for doing this.
Hey, how are ya?
How you doing?
Doing good.
Before we hear a little bit about some of your fascinating history, which merges with Hawaii, what's in store for folks at the show? It's just you by yourself, or what's going on there?
Yeah, I've been doing stand-up now for about 8-9 years and talk about all kinds of stuff. Food issues, you know. Yeah, I like to talk about just eating. I love to eat, and my relationship, my girlfriend, my family growing up.
And you got a little history with Hawaii. You were on Hawaii Five-O.
Yeah, I did an episode of Hawaii Five-O with Pauly Shore and Jaleel White, kind of a takeoff of The Hangover. We played accountants that were in Hawaii, and we ended up finding a girl murdered in our bathtub.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's no good.
No, that's no good at all.
And with your Hollywood background, Alex O'Loughlin, some of those other cats, do you know any of them?
Well, I got to know him during the time. I hadn't hung out with him too much before that.
He's amazing how he sounds so American when he's talking, and then off camera that Australian accent comes out.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
You done stand-up here before?
Never done stand-up. That's why this is the first time.
And what's the story with you and your brothers? As I was introducing you, you got three really talented cats. It's all with this similar gift or passion.
I think kind of like the way we grew up. My dad had an asphalt company. We all worked for that for a little while. And then Chris got involved with comedy. Second City down in Chicago was, when I first saw Second City, I thought, wow, this is something I'd love to do. So I went down there after I was working for Dad in the mid-90s, going out on the touring company. I just learned so much from there. Then I started doing stand-up a little later in my career. Chris kind of paved the way for us down that way.
Were you guys all a bunch of pranksters as kids?
We stayed away from pranks because that usually ended up in a fist fight. But we liked to crack each other up a lot. So we would do characters, and we really liked Saturday Night Live and Carol Burnett.
It sounds like Chris was like the beginning of the comedy thing, and then all of you just kind of connected from there?
Yeah, he was always trying to make the family laugh, and then we thought, well, I don't know what else he could do for a living, so why not do comedy? And so he went down there, and he turned out he was really good on stage. And I followed him, and my little brother John followed him, too.
And so he'd be on, like, SNL. Would you go and hang out and watch and stuff?
All the time, especially if there was a good music act. You know, I like that. You get front row seats in a great concert.
When you look at your career, is a lot of the cats that sort of surrounded him are surrounding you, like people like David Spade, Adam Sandler. Did you get hooked up through him with them, or how did that work?
Yeah, I think after Chris passed away, I hung out with Spade a lot, and I toured with Norm Macdonald and David. I'd open up for those guys on the road, and that's kind of how I learned stand-up.
You got this cool podcast, On the Road. Are you going to record one while you're here?
Yeah, I think so. And I talk about my experiences on the road. I meet new comics, and I meet guys that are starting out, and I talk to them about their ups and downs of the business, and talk about how bad crowds can be sometimes.
It sounds like an advice column for people who want to be comedians.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it's a real life story.
Do any of your friends appear on the podcast with you?
Whenever I ask them, they usually say no, but if they do, then yeah. But I have a trouble, I don't know. When you ask somebody to do your podcast, their first reaction is like, oh, man.
You've done a few commercials, I see. Dairy Queen, followed in OJ's footsteps with Hertz. Are those things that, are those like agents get you those?
Yeah, I have a commercial agent and you audition. You know, once in a while you book those things, they're pretty good money. And then they go away and you try to get another one. We had a Blizzard, a Dairy Queen Blizzard, and I forget what I did on that one. I know I was eating a bunch of blizzards. I know that. I wanted to get paid in blizzards.
When you did the Hertz thing, you weren't like, what did OJ used to do? He was running through the airport or something?
Yeah, he was running. Yeah, he ran through the airport. But if somebody saw OJ running through the airport now, that'd make the news. That's for sure.
They didn't make you do anything like that, huh?
Well, I did have to run, but I ran into a car, in fact.
And in addition to the commercials, you've been doing some music videos along the way, too. I see Rascal Flatts, Lifehouse, Nickelback.
Yeah, it's funny because for Lifehouse and Nickelback, I knew a director named Nigel Dick who directed me and my boy band together. He would put me in these videos. Nickelback one was great. That was like a big party in Pasadena, and I played a beer truck driver.
I see a picture of you with Paul McCartney. Where was that at?
Oh, yeah. Well, Chris did an SNL skit with Paul McCartney, and I just went up to him at the 50th SNL reunion, and I asked him for a picture, which was kind of scary, but he was nice. He remembered Chris, and he remembered doing the sketch, and so my brother John and I got a photo with him. Thrill of a lifetime, yeah.
And why was it scary to meet McCartney?
Just because he's a Beatle and I'm nobody, you know, and I was a little nervous approaching him, but I wasn't as nervous as Chris used to get. He used to get really nervous around celebrities.
Well, on that musical note, and you mentioned the boy band Together, now that the Backstreet Boys have reunited, maybe it's time that Together could have a renaissance itself.
I think it'd be great. We were a mock boy band, and we were kind of poking fun at the whole genre. We got so good that some of our fans thought we were real. And that kind of got a little weird.
You did this American Carol movie, and I was taking a look. A lot of major cats in that, too. Parody of Michael Moore. What inspired that, and have you gotten a response from Michael?
No, I saw him at a party, and he was kind of laughing about it. I just wanted to work with David Zucker because he did all the movies I grew up with and I loved, like Airplane and Naked Gun. And it's a poking fun at Michael Moore and how during our movie he wants to eliminate 4th of July.
Did he bring along Leslie Nielsen? What a cool thing to have had him in there.
Yeah, God, it was such an honor to meet him, you know, and I think he started that style of just, he came from a dramatic acting, and so, you know, he was delivering the lines in a very serious way, but they were very silly, silly lines, you know, and so that is like comedy history right there, you know.
Well, not quite the same thing, but you'll be making a little comedy history yourself tonight at the Blue Note, 6:30 show. And then he heads to the historic EL Theater Friday and Saturday at 7:30. And so these are going to be debut gigs.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited that this is the first time I've worked there in stand-up. So I hope people come out because I won't disappoint. I'll have a good time. We're going to have fun.
Remember, if it doesn't go well, it's Hawaii. So when you got to really duck because they throw pineapples here.
Hey, that hurts. Wow. That'll really hurt.
I'm joking. But Kevin Farley, great to have you on the show. Really do appreciate you taking some time to be with us on All Things Considered, brother.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks a lot, Dave. Hey, it's Kevin Farley, and yes, I'm back for HPR's Pledge Drive. And I'm hanging out with my good friend Dave Lawrence at All Things Considered. Since you're listening, do you have any idea how much this show costs? Trust me, you don't want to see our bill. So do the right thing and make a little contribution, or I'll send the whole bill to you.